And especially live today, and especially excited because we are joined in the studio by Rachel Keel, a great local musician who's got a brand new album that's just out called Dream Logic. Rachel, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me. Excited to be here.
And we're going to begin the hour by playing the first track off of that album. We got more from the album coming up throughout the half hour, but this is where it begins. This is Rachel Keel with Car Crash Dream. Crash Dream there, track one off of the new album Dream Logic by Rachel Keel, who is here in the studio. We will come back and chat more with Rachel and hear more of this Dream Logic album when we return on Live and Local after this at 6:10. 6:12, your time. Aaron Keck here with you this hour. We're live and local with local music, especially live this hour, because we are joined in the studio by Rachel Keel, who has just dropped her new album, Dream Logic. It's fantastic, and we're hearing some great stuff off of that throughout this half hour and beyond. As we get into the second half, too, we'll hear more. Rachel, thank you so much for being with us. How's it going?
Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah. So tell us about the album, how it all came together.
I made... my last album, Shop for McCannon, in 2017, and that was kind of a jangle pop record with a lot of guitars, and I was kind of thinking, man, I would love to incorporate more keyboards, and I was listening to a lot of music with kind of synthier textures and a little bit dancier, and I was thinking, man, for my next project, I'd really like to just incorporate these new sounds that I'm excited about. And so Dream Logic was an effort to do that.
Nice. So had like your music taste changed? Were you listening to different music in 2018 versus like 2016?
Yeah, I think I've been a pop fan since I was two or whatever.
Yeah.
But there's so many facets of pop. And I think with each record, I'm kind of like just trying to get in there with, I think I've loved a lot of these types of pop for a long time. But, you know, you only get one record at a time to make a statement. Mm-hmm. And so I think when I made Shop for McCannon, I was listening to a ton of like DBs and Todd Rundgren and, you know, the Bangles and Jangle Pop right. and stuff. And that was just really exciting for me at that. And it's, I still love all that, but I was thinking, man, this gives me another opportunity to move in a different pop direction.
So who were you listening to when you were putting this one together?
So, I got really into the Blue Nile. I don't know if you've heard them, but they're an interesting genre that I think is called sophistopop, which sounds ridiculous.
I've never heard
to me.
Of sophistopop.
I know it's an 80s thing, and the name sounds like it's like real cheeseball or something, but it's not.
Most genre names sound cheeseball. Yeah.
But other also like. I would call it art pop, so especially 80s art pop. Kate Bush, big influence. Mm-hmm. Peter Gabriel. Arthur Russell, you know, has been having a resurgence in the last few years, and I just love his songwriting and his way of arranging things. So those were a lot of the artists I was listening to.
Cool. Speaking with Rachel Kiel, the new album is Dream Logic. By the way, rachelkiel.com is the website, K-I-E-L, rachelkiel.com. So how much of this was written and done pre-COVID? This was pretty much all written
and done pre-COVID. So we were just finishing up the record when COVID hit.
Right.
And that meant we had to do a lot of mixing remotely. And actually, my producer, Jeff Crawford, had moved to Brazil for the year and actually had to come back. So we were already kind of doing things a little bit back and forth. But luckily, all of the recording was done, so that would have been a real bummer to have to figure all that out, but luckily it was done.
That's good. Does it change the way you listen? So we were listening to the song, we were listening to Car Crash Dream, and you've got that refrain, like, what's the worst that could happen?
Right.
Like, just repeat it over and over again. It's like,
a lot of the worst things that could happen have happened since the writing of that song. And but yeah, I do hear some of the songs differently. Like, I've got a song on the record called Do What You Want, which mm-hmm. I really love, which is sort of like, it's a feminist anthem. It's an anthem about kind of like being more confident in yourself. And after COVID hit, I really wanted people to know that do what you want doesn't mean like run around, don't wear your mask,
right.
like lick people, you know. It's like, don't do everything you want. Do
yes.
the important things.
Yeah. So speaking with Rachel Kiel, the first two songs off the album are Car Crash Dream and Late Night Drive. So there's like a vehicular like
yes.
start to the album.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Those, I think of those songs as kind of like mirror images in
yes.
some ways. Car Crash Dream is about driving anxiety, but also a lot of fears and anxieties that can come up. Late Night Drive is sort of like, what if I were to trust being in my car? What if I were to trust being in my life? And what would that feel like? So it's kind of like the opposite, the two sides of the same coin.
I love it. Well, both of those songs are terrific. We've already heard the first one, Car Crash Dream. Let's hear the second one now. This is Rachel Kiel again off of the new album, Dream Logic, track two, Late Night Drive.
Thinking of you. Just right.
That is Late Night Drive. You are listening to Live and Local. We are with Rachel Keel, focusing on her new album, Dream Logic, and we'll be back with more after this at 6:21. 6:22, your time. Aaron Keck here with you. We are joined in the studio this hour, this half hour, by Rachel Keel, whose new album, Dream Logic, just dropped. How long ago? Like, just within the last couple of weeks,
just
right?
Friday.
Yeah.
Just this Friday.
What's the reaction been?
It's been really positive. It's been really nice. The Indie Week did a great review.
Yeah.
It came out on Wednesday. And, you know, with reviews, you never know how they're going to come out. And so I knew the Indie Week was doing a review, and I was hoping it'd be positive, but you never know. So they seem to really like it, and that made me happy, and a lot of friends have, and I like when both friends and strangers have positive feelings about it.
I feel like the Indie Week tends to do reviews of the albums that they like, right?
Yeah,
like,
usually. Every now and then they'll throw in like a constructive criticism.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
exactly.
If they're like, well, this is the artist's 10th album, and they seem a little tired, you know?
So this is your fourth album?
This is fourth, yeah.
Fourth, yeah. And you were, you're bopping along to the songs while we were playing them.
Yeah.
So, like, you really enjoy listening to it,
I appreciate. I will say that I think it's important to take some time off from hearing your own mm-hmm. music and come back to it. So I think, during the mastering phase, and the mixing phase, you can get really tired of your own music. But once that's over and you get into artwork, you can actually spend a month or two just not listening to it at all. And then that helps you bop to it when it comes back.
Yeah, and then it comes back and you're like, oh yeah,
and
this really was good.
Yeah, I like this.
Because
yeah.
different artists will have such a different reaction when listening to their own stuff.
Oh,
like
yeah.
either, yeah, I'm really into this, yeah. or man, I've heard this 1,000 times.
Right, it depends on the day. And I do think, especially some artists have trouble listening to their older albums.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's the thing of like, it feels embarrassing to you, but other people don't feel that way.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So who else was involved in this?
So, man, I was so happy with the amount of great musicians that played on this record. Jeff Crawford was my co-producer and engineer. He also worked on my last record.
Mm-hmm.
Carter Guy, the guitarist from Max Indian, and he also played with the Love Language. He did a lot of guitar work. Eric Haugen, who's was my guitar teacher for a long time and is an excellent guitarist. He played on a bunch of the tracks. I had Robert Sledge of Ben Folds 5 and Surrender Human Fame on a few tracks, and that was a delight. He's a delight always. Laura King, drumming, Bat Fangs. The list goes on. Everybody was fantastic. Charles Cleaver, keyboards. He did a ton of the keyboards. He plays with Ann Clare and Big Star's Third. So
yeah, I just discovered Laura King. Like, I was doing the top 100 list and was like, oh, I know Laura King from Batfangs. Oh, she was on the Moaners too.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh.
She's the best. Yeah.
Flesh Wounds. I mean, and she's in this band Speedstick now, which mm-hmm. is her and Tom Simpson of the Love Language. They drum like at each other. They're
great.
Two drummers at the same time. She's just such a powerful. She's like the most powerful drummer and the kindest person
yeah.
combined into one person. So.
Yeah. So what do you have coming up, Mike?
I do want to get into playing some, you know, I know the live show landscape is rapidly changing all the time right now. And I want to do some live shows. I haven't been rehearsing my band because we just haven't figured out like the right social distancing
exactly,
thing.
Exactly, yeah.
I've got some more radio things coming up. I'm going to be on a friend's radio show on Thursday, and I'm going to get some t-shirts made. That's going to be next.
Nice.
CD arrives at my house on Wednesday in a big box, so
nice.
I'm going to be very excited to take that CD out and hold it. So I'm just kind of leaving it open to like see what opportunities to share the record
I
have. Yeah.
Anything else that folks ought to know?
The place to get the record is at bandcamp.com. Mm-hmm. So I think it's rachelkeel.bandcamp.com. But if you look it up there, you can get it on CD, on vinyl. The vinyl's a little delayed because of COVID, but you can still get it and it'll be worth the wait. And Spotify is a place to stream.
Mm-hmm.
Just hope people check it out and enjoy it.
Cool. And more information online at rachelkeel.com as well. Talking with Rachel Keel, the album is Dream Logic. And we'll wrap up here, but we've played the first two songs off the album, so let's end with the last song off the album. Set this up for us, because there's a story behind this
yeah.
one, right?
So,
yeah,
so the next song we're going to hear is Ava Gardner. Ava Gardner, who you may or may not know, is a Hollywood actress from the 50s and 40s, 50s, 60s. 50s, 60s, 70s, I don't know.
40s, 50s, I think.
She, 50s was her heyday. 50s, and yeah. When I was like 8 or 9 years old in third grade, I read her autobiography, which was maybe not age appropriate, really. But it was this like fascinating tale of love and lust and drama and fame and success and just intensity. And I just became really obsessed with it as a young kid and thought like, well, this is what being a woman is like. This is what being an artist is like. And over my life, I've kind of just come that sense of her and what that meant to me has evolved. And so I wrote this song about it.
This is so you've been obsessed with Ava Gardner since you were eight.
Since I was
got through three albums and put this on the fourth,
yes,
right?
So, and I've been wanting to write a song about her, but it didn't come out until now. And I've never seen her on film. Never. Mm. I think I've been scared to do that.
I love it. All right. Well, this is Ava Gardner, the closing track off of Dream Logic. And again, rachelkeel.com, the website. Find the album on Bandcamp. This is Ava Gardner.
I dreamed another body, dreamed you as someone who'd understand me. And sometimes it was lonely, being small and so relentless, so hopeful for the mystery, holding rocks under my pillow. I dreamed another body, I was angry, I didn't know where time would take me. Maybe I would have a baby, maybe you, I thought, might leave me. All the times I lowered my defenses, every time I stood beside another body, casting you, I chose you for the drama. The one who'd fall in love with Ava Gardner. I dreamed a Russian novel, a marriage to Sinatra, having fights that last forever, singing songs about each other till the whole thing sours in the wee small hours. And then I dreamed of never leaving. I never did like starting over. So when the show is done and the lights come up, I'll meet you on the lawn with my old age makeup on. I lowered my defenses, stood beside another body, casting you, I chose you for the drama, the one who falls in love with Ava Gardner. Sorry that you dreamed of losing, 'cause losing's gonna meet you in the morning. You can let it in the front door, or it's coming through the window. Just a little, if I'm really being honest. Some things don't fade, some wishes never leave you. I made myself defenseless, I dreamed another body, I gave myself to beauty. Gardner. In love with Ava Gardner. In love with Ava Gardner. In love with Ava Gardner.
So good. That is Ava Gardner wrapping up the album Dream Logic. And again, rachelkeel.com, the website. Find the album on Bandcamp, stream it on Spotify, and definitely check it out because there's a lot more great music where that came from. Rachel, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me. This was awesome.